China has confirmed its second case of swine flu today. A man in Shandong province who is now infected recently returned to mainland China from Canada.
According to the Communist Party's state-run media, the 19-year-old Chinese man flew from Canada on May 8th and then took a train from Beijing to Jinan. He was immediately isolated and sent for treatment after reporting flu-like symptoms on the train. Beijing resident Mr. Han doesn't believe the flu will affect his daily life.
Didn't they say on television that we should be more cautious of personal hygiene, to ventilate indoors, avoid crowded places, and keep a distance from those who sneeze and cough? That's all there is to it. Doesn't affect my life much.
Hearing the reported cases of the flu caught me by surprise. I always thought that China would never find a human case of the disease. I heard there are now two cases. That was totally against my expectations. Right now I am quite frightened.
Meanwhile, China's first confirmed case of H1N1, a 30-year-old man identified as Mr. Bao, flew to the country from the United States via Japan and is recovering in Chengdu. According to state-run media, a total of 125 people in Chengdu have been put under quarantine who potentially came into contact with Mr. Bao. In Beijing, an unconfirmed number of people who had either travelled or been in close contact with either of the two confirmed cases are kept under medical observation.